Now, this is an interesting thing, but auditors very often, with great arduousness, will occasionally try to put off on the preclear what is wrong with the auditor's case. And this has been known to happen even amongst the very, very best auditors. In other words, you try to put off on the PC, what's wrong with you? That's a natural thing because a person will dramatize those areas which are in total automaticity. The reason some men are a parson when they're not really analytically being a parson, you know, they're just kind of a parson because they think they have a feeling they ought to be a parson, you know. And they're going around saying, you sinners had better stop sinning, you sinners. You sinners had better stop sinning, you sinners. You sinners had better stop sinning, you sinners. And all of this business about looking at other men's wives, you see, that's got to stop. They've been having a ball, you see, going around the community telling everybody this endlessly and so forth. Don't you be very surprised when you get him on the e-meter to find the button is adultery. Because he's dramatizing an area of automaticity. Now, don't worry about you doing that all the time. Only nuts do this. You don't do it all the time. But when you start handling the subject matter of nuttiness, auditors have been known, you see, to pick up the most random area in their own bank and try to give it to the PC. See, and say, well, that must be what's wrong with the PC. Why is that what is wrong with the PC? Well, that's wrong with the PC because that is an area of randomity. And everybody knows that is an area of randomity and automaticity. Everybody knows that it is. Now, maybe the PC doesn't know that. Maybe the PC doesn't have that as an area of randomity. The PC may have an area of randomity which is entirely different than the auditor's area of randomity. See, the auditor's being very random, let us say, on the third dynamic. His automaticities are on the third dynamic chiefly. He knows those are the overt act areas. He knows that everybody has overt acts on that, but he knows this just because he knows the third dynamic goes wrong very often. And the third dynamic going wrong very often means that everybody must have the third dynamic going wrong very often, but he's auditing somebody who only has errors on the second dynamic. You find this auditor's extreme genius is devoted to groups, states, counties, police forces, devoted entirely to the problems of government. The family that fits in a third dynamic group only. And he just searches. What's wrong with the PC? What's wrong with the PC has to do the fact that he has, for the last 8 or 9 millennia, been devoting himself entirely to the desertion of small children. You see, that's the area of randomity. What do you do with small children? You desert them. Of course, one of the ways you tell this is that the PC is sometimes very wroth on this subject. Sees an article in the paper about something or other, about the desertion of small children. This person ought to be killed. That person ought to be hanged. That person ought to be hamstrung and fed to the alligators. But the auditor, if he himself is auditing on a kind of a stimulus response, and he isn't running the session, he's just kind of looking at his own bank and looking at the PC's bank and so on. He gets into some kind of thing where this thing is really the command performance area, see? This is going to tell him sooner or later if he applies some formula to it. And I give you the formula, and then you apply the formula to the e-meter, you see? And then the e-meter will tell you what to do, and then the process will be over here in the textbook, and that's all you run. See, you don't have to have any responsibility for the session at all. You're never going to clear anybody that way. The very funny part of it is, do you know that we're almost that good now? We're almost that good. But you won't crack a case all the way down the middle that way. You've got to have an actual understanding of people. You've got to have an understanding of the principles involved. The principles we use are very simple, but you have to understand them. And this is very simple to use, but you've got to be sufficiently familiar with it. You've got to be sufficiently familiar with it that you're not worried about how to make it work. All you're worried about is whether or not it verified what you thought. Not what the PC thought, but what you thought. You see, now, the PC's holding on to it. And you say to the PC, you say, well, now, how do you feel about children? You've got your ideas, you know, you figure it out. This guy's only got a tape. Get him on the e-meter, you know. Say, well, now, how do you feel about... we have a session now, and so on. You write a pot of questions, you know. What goal do you have for this? That's very good. That's fine. Goal for the session. Right. I'm going to have a little two-way calm here. Sorry. How do you feel about children? The e-meter just sits there. How do you feel about children? How do you feel about older children? Dead as a mackerel. Well, you've had a lose here of some kind or another. And very often you kind of, from that point, you see, just say, well, I guess I'm not so smart after all.